Are you going to give that Three Musketeers another try?
I don't know. I'm thinking of donating it.
To whom?
Anybody that wants it.
Snoozy?
I forgot how bad these things were.
Three Musketeers?
Yeah.
You don't like the nougat?
What is that?
Nougat. Isn't that nougat?
That weird substance in the middle, it's like...
Yeah, it's really good. I used to try to eat Three Musketeers and eat the nougat first and keep the outside for later. Nougat blows.
Exactly.
All right, it's Tuesday. It's an election Tuesday. So it's a You Decide Tuesday. Another word for a free-for-all Friday, but, you know, it's on a Tuesday instead. The reason I thought we would do this is not just so that we wouldn't have to do anything. No, it's much more than that. It's what? Also so that we're not forcing politics upon you. Other people are. The other listeners are. You can call in and talk about politics. You can call in and talk about voting. Have you voted yet today? If you want to talk about your great experience doing that, you can talk about something completely different. Iraq was a big one there before 8 o'clock, so that got kind of interesting. There was one woman on there talking about how her husband's been in, I may have messed this up, has been in the Army for like 15 years and just now doing his first service in Iraq, and she doesn't understand the rotations, why some people have been over there like 3 times, 4 times, stuff like that, and what the deal is on that. And then, you know, just a variety of opinions on that. Getting them out of there. And whatnot. So whatever you want to talk about is fair game. As you can see, it can be anything serious. It can be something completely off the wall. Whatever. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just calling to tell you I was a fan. And I agree with that guy that our troops need to be overseas. And that lady just had to deal with the card she was dealt. If her husband hasn't been over there, he hasn't been over there. And it may not be fair, but...
She said her husband had only... this is his first tour over there. And he's there right now.
What's that?
She said this was his first tour over there. He's been in the Army for 15 years, and this is his first trip over there. And that she just didn't understand the rotation rules. You know, like why some guys have been over there several times, and some haven't been.
Hey, you got in the Army. That's what you're dealt. They got into that. They knew what their future was. And she should be happy that they're over there. I mean, she's... Their jobs, whatever they had in the United States, was opened up to somebody else. And right now, our unemployment rates are down so low. The economy's rise because of all the equipment and everything that's had to go overseas. And Fort Riley's packed, overflowing with people, and overflowing with jobs because so much back from overseas. Where opened up.
Are you still there? You're kind of cutting in and out. You there? Gone. I think we got the general point, though. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You Decide Tuesday. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to know who Kathleen Sebelius's advisor is, because they told her it would be a smart idea to make a recording and send out recorded phone calls. I got a phone call when I was sitting down for dinner with my family.
Yeah, when was this, last night or further away than that?
Day before yesterday.
Okay.
And it kind of ticked me off because I answer the phone and it says, "Hi, this is Kathleen Sebelius. Vote for," and I hung up after that. It just kind of made me mad that they would send out a phone message, you know.
During dinner time?
Yeah, especially during dinner time.
Yeah, that is kind of stupid.
Maybe her opponent made that.
Yeah, there you go. Let's plant this terrible Kathleen Sebelius deal where she calls people during dinner in a pre-recorded message. Can anyone hear Sebelius' voice in here? I don't know.
They might as well put subliminal messages on the TV or something.
Yeah, and like
probably have better luck.
Giant X's over the other guy's face or whatever.
Yeah.
Good work. Well, I'm sorry she messed with your dinner. What were you eating at the time?
Oh, we had spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, man. No one interrupts a spaghetti dinner. You got to keep that sauce at the right temperature. So, I feel for you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
Yep, bye.
Interesting. I didn't know Sebelius was pulling that off. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. It's You Decide Tuesday. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, this is Kathleen Sebelius.
This is Kathleen Sebelius?
Yep. I heard that gentleman call and complain about me bothering him during dinner, and I just wanted to say, suck it. I'm the governor. Eat it. Goodbye.
Wow. Suck it and eat it.